The family of abducted 37-year-old Elnaz Hajdemiri said steps taken by York Regional Police to protect her after she was attacked in a Richmond Hill parking garage were a complete failure. Lawyer Devin Baines, who was retained by the family to aid in the investigation following her abduction in Wasaga Beach last January, said York Regional Police first became involved with the Richmond Hill resident last November when she contacted them regarding an ex-boyfriend who made an unwanted appearance at her building. She contacted police a second time when her vehicle leasing company discovered tracking devices on it, Baines said. Her third encounter with police came after the violent assault in the parking garage on December 20, 2021. Police were called to her building at King William Crescent, in the area of Yonge Street and Bantry Avenue, after a report of a woman being attacked and struck with a frying pan, according to a police release about the incident. The victim was identified as Hajdemiri. We attended and located the victim, who received medical attention for her injuries. The suspects had fled the scene in a vehicle. We began the investigation, which remains ongoing, said Const. Laura Nicole. Police released images of two suspects, both described as males, aged 25 to 30. Nicole said they continue to appeal for the public's help in identifying the suspects. York Regional Police did some form of investigation and we expect, we hope, had some form of safety plan put into effect for Elnaz. That would be the correct protocol, Baines said. He said, any responsible police force puts a plan in place to protect vulnerable people following an incident like this. It's the duty of the police to sit down and fashion a plan for the safety of that individual that is focused on the type of danger that they're facing, he said. Baines said Hajdemiri left her Richmond Hill home to go to Wasaga Beach with the knowledge of police. However, he said any measures to keep her safe obviously failed as she was abducted from that home January 12, 2022. The family, just like the rest of the public, is aware that whatever steps were taken to protect Elnaz were a complete failure, he said. He gave the example of having police protection or surveillance outside the home as a further measure that could have been in place, but he said he believes was not. It's obvious that she wasn't being watched by police when this event occurred because otherwise it wouldn't have happened the way that it did, he said. The force has been conducting a thorough investigation and continues working closely with the Ontario Provincial Police, who are leading the abduction investigation, Nicole said. We certainly understand that for a family going through what her family is facing, nothing will be enough until they get the answers they deserve. We will continue to work diligently on this until it can be solved, Nicole said. Both Baines and York Regional Police said they believe the abduction is related to the previous incidents. The incidents are connected as the victim in both incidents is the same person. We have been working closely with the OPP throughout these investigations, Nicole said. Baines said this is how the cases should be viewed and said the family hopes the investigation will provide more answers. The family is hoping that Elnaz is brought back home safe and sound and that police, regardless of failures in the past, are aggressively making an effort to bring her home. They're also hopeful that they can make efforts that can assist in that process, which is how I come in, he said, adding that the family is devastated, worried, and terrified. He also said there is no evidence to suggest that Hajdemiri is no longer alive and it would incorrect to think that she isn't out there in need of being brought home.